It sounds ominous. An army of invaders has infested one of the Channel Islands. It's the invasion of the Earthworms. Okay, so when you hear it's Earthworms, maybe it doesn't sound quite so ominous. But the invasion by the non-native worms is creating big concern because it's disrupting San Clemente Island's unique ecosystems.
A number of years back, the staff of the manages the land on San Clemente Island, which is owned by and managed by the U.S. Navy, discovered that there are Earthworms on the island. In many places, that would be not noteworthy at all, but here it is because there are no native earthworms to San Clemente Island.
Dr. Travis Longore is a spatial scientist at USC and part of a team that conducted a two-year study of the earthworm problem. San Clemente Island is the southernmost of the Channel Islands. The U.S. Navy uses the 56-square-mile island for everything from flight training to Navy SEAL drills. But it's largely untouched and contains some archaeological artifacts dating back some 10,000 years. The Navy commissioned the earthworm study over concern that non-native creatures would disrupt the habitat.
There's concern about it because there are also no burrowing mammals. That means that all of the archaeological things on the island are basically left where they were deposited and not churned up in the soil, and it makes the archaeology really good conditions so that you're not mixing stuff up with the combination of no earthworms, which move the soil around, and no burrowing mammals. And the other thing is there's research out of other places in the world that have no native earthworms where earthworms are introduced that it has pretty profound effects on plants and plant distribution.
The researcher says it's believed the earthworms were accidentally brought to the island as part of a construction project several years ago. They include several earthworm species from around the world.
We can't know for certain, but it seems that they could have been brought in during the paving of the main road because there was some material that was brought in from the mainland and clearly wasn't sterilized. I don't think anybody was really thinking about earthworms when they did that. That happened in about 2008, 2009.
There's no way of telling how many of the worms call the island home, but without native predators, they have flourished and spread.
In terms of numbers, no. But we can talk a little bit about the area. They stretched over two-thirds of the island along the main road now. We have done some modeling work that relates where we found the earthworms to a bunch of landscape features like the topography, how wet it is, the soil types, how far from the main road, how far from an off-road, and develop a prediction of where they might likely expand. And they don't expand particularly quickly, but like I said, they're already over two-thirds of the along the main road of the island.
Longcore says while concern is high about the damage they might cause, there's no practical way to get rid of them.
One of the things that they asked when the request for proposals went out was what are the prospects for eradication. There are some ways that people can suppress earthworm numbers, but we didn't recommend that they go about that at this point because of the scope of the issue. There's several different species out there. It's over tens of miles range. So it's not like we caught it in the first year and you could go after it and take care of it.
So the early bird didn't get the worm.
Right. No, they've seemed to be out there for approaching a decade now.
The researcher says that one of the big lessons from this is that island managers have to be cautious about what's transported to the Channel Islands.
The big lesson here is one that I know the managers of all of the Channel Islands are pursuing is to have a strong biosecurity program, controlling immigrants of other species to the island. And this is just really emphasizes the need to be aware of different things that can bring in organisms that one might not normally think of as being invasive.
The assessment done in conjunction with Dr. Scott Loss at Oklahoma State University is now complete, with two papers published in the research and a third still pending. Longcore says it would be interesting to do more studies to monitor what impacts the earthworms are having on the island's environment and how much they're continuing to spread. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.